This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, December 8th. God's word to you today is conditioning. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah 29, verse 7, and it says, "And work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, for its welfare will determine your welfare." As if the conditions were not tough and confusing enough, God was demanding that they should be nice. These people had captured them and made them slaves, and God allowed it, and now he was saying, "Be nice and pray for these same captors." How is that even possible? Sometimes you find yourself in an unplanned situation or among people that are not your preference. But even in that, God is saying, pray for the people around you. Do not get into the habit of always condemning and complaining, because their own prosperity and peace is going to affect your prosperity and peace. In Jeremiah 25, verses 5 and 6, God told them, "Build homes and plan to stay. Plant gardens and eat the food they produce. Marry and have children. Then find spouses for them, so that you may have many grandchildren. Multiply, do not dwindle away." It will be terribly inconvenient to multiply in a hostile environment. It will be extremely difficult to plant and thrive in a hostile environment. If they were going to obey this instruction to multiply, then they needed to develop a heart of love, a heart of forgiveness, a heart of endurance, and a heart that is able to wish their captors well while they wait for God's deliverance. Then their environment will be more conducive for multiplying. We need to learn that whatever the situation or circumstance, wherever we find ourselves, the key is to endure. Pray and rely on God's strength as you build your character, and God will show forth his glory in you. The next thing God warned them about was in Jeremiah 29, verse 8, and it says, "This is what the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. Do not let your prophets and fortune tellers who are with you in the land of Babylon trick you. Do not listen to their dreams, because they are telling you lies in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord." The false prophets would have told them the set time would not really be 70 years. Just pray for a breakthrough. Do not mix. Do not marry these sinful people. This would have been totally contrary to God's word for them. This would have caused discouragement. But God helped them. Let us pray. Father, I pray that all will be well with Nigeria, that her walls be called salvation and her courts praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.